Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
I'm proud of what I've created. It was radical.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Pedro Fernandez.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the Radio Wars, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 29 years. So straight up today, we're talking UFC. The UFC heavyweight title on the line next Saturday, of course, the 19th. Coming to you from Houston, Texas on pay-per-view, the third fight, the rubber match, each guy having a win. Of course, Cain Velasquez being knocked out the first time by Junior Dos Santos, then coming back in the second fight and beating the tar out of Dos Santos over five rounds. I mean, that right hand halfway through the first round sort of dictated the pace of the entire fight. And, of course, Cain won going away. So now this is the third fight, and Cain Velasquez has never really lost a minute of a round. Yeah, he got knocked out that one time, but he never lost a minute of a round. That's how good of a fighter is. That's how good of a heavyweight he is. That's how good of a heavyweight champion he is. That's how dominant he is. He is probably one of the most my guys tell me that no guy has ever been in better shape, and he's a heavyweight. In other words, he moves like a lightweight sometimes as far as his ability to do things and do them repetitively and over again. I told you when he spars, they throw fresh guys in there in the same round with him. In other words, he'll break away from one guy and go to another fresh guy. He's the real deal, folks, and he is the world heavyweight champion, defends his title next Saturday, October 19th, on pay-per-view. Of course, UFC coming to you from Houston, Texas. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of MMA. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can join us on the toll-free, if you'd like, here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Ski here for Wusu Gear. Regardless whether you're a fighter or someone simply taking a self-defense class, you all need gear, and your absolute best choice for quality and money is Wusu. Example, Wusu's all-leather MMA glove is priced under $60, while two other brands start their only part leather, part whatever, over $60. So the choice is simple. You can either overpay to train with the rest, or go with what I did and pick the best. That's Wusu Gear, the art of performance. WusuGear.com.
Do you want to get in on the next big thing in gaming? The Pwnage Project, the global network of open source developers, is proud to offer you that chance with its new Pwnage LI gaming tablet, a true 3-in-1 console and handheld gaming device, tablet PC, and Android development tool. Every Pwnage LI ships rooted and unlocked. If you've heard about crowdfunding and the excitement around creative groundbreaking companies, you now have the perfect opportunity to support this project and get the latest tech in your hands before it hits store shelves. Already one of the hottest categories in crowdfunding, the Pwnage LI is the next generation in video gaming, with its wireless HDMI and built-in gamer controls, bringing the best elements of a console system and a handheld experience together in one platform. But this is not just a simple gaming device. This is also a fully functioning tablet PC. Sleek and lightweight, you can take your game anywhere. To help launch this innovative new product and learn about all the incredible perks being offered, including how you can receive your own Pwnage LI before the general public, visit pwnageproject.org. That's P-W-N-A-G-E Project.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
And he's not going to gas himself out. Lesnar trying to get back up. And he does. But he's exhausted. He's shot. And he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez pouring it on. Hammer fist.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Man, that's a groove.
But when all else fails, I got to groove.
Check it, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. The bass player there, Rocco Brisquia, recovering from a kidney transplant. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of mixed martial arts. This past week, October 9th, on Fox Sports 1, which has become a hot, it's the former Speed Channel. And, of course, I told you when they when Chael Sonnen beat Mauricio Shogun Rua in their debut, I think that was September the 17th, and they did 1.78 million viewers. So that's pretty good. They're happy with those kind of numbers. I mean, not fantastic numbers, not superlative numbers, but they're numbers they could definitely live with, no question about that. On the 9th, the main event was Jake Shields, a fighter out of San Francisco, now fighting at 170 pounds, walks away with a split decision over Demian Maia, 48-47, 48-47, and then 48-47 the other way. Was it a fight that could have went either ways? Yeah, I didn't really score it. I was sitting there watching back and forth and on the phone, so I had to say that I didn't concentrate 100% on this one. But the bottom line is Jake Shields did look to you to do the better things, and the bottom line is he's from San Francisco, and I like him. That's where I'm from, of course. Dong Hung Kim. He beat Eric Silva. That was a KO in the second round. The time was 3 minutes. And, of course, that split decision win prompts Shields for a – you know, Shields is sort of like – he's sort of the gatekeeper at 170. In other words, if you can't beat him, you don't fight GSP or anybody of that ilk at 170 pounds. You got to beat Jake Shields, okay? And Maia couldn't beat Jake Shields, and Jake Shields remains the gatekeeper at 170 pounds, okay? Good luck to him. And as far as the future is concerned, but him and GSP, no contest. Thiago Silva was a winner in a catchweight fight of 208 pounds. And guess who the guy he beat? He beat the guy that holds the only win over John Jones. John Jones, considered the best fighter pound for pound in the world of MMA now, having surpassed the GSP, who's getting a little bit long in the tooth, you needing, you know, hair just for men, hair color and things like that. Just kidding. But he's not up there anyway. Matt Hamill beat John Jones on a disqualification. That's the only loss on John Jones's record. John Bones Jones, I kid you not, was a loss to Matt Hamill. Matt Hamill lost last night. Thiago Silva was unanimous, not across the board. 30-27 on two judges' scorecards, 29-27 on the other. Of course, the main event, Jake Shield, that's a five-round fight. Usually these televised main events, like, or if you go to a fight card for the UFC, like it's in, being held in your hometown and there's no championship on the line, the main event will be a five-minute rounds. Okay, the rest of the fights are 3 5-minute rounds. So now we get down to Fabio Maldonado. He beat Joey Beltran. Joey Beltran's always getting beat. It was a split decision, 29-28, 29-28 for Maldonado and 29-28 for Beltran. But Beltran comes to fight, and that's about all I can say about that. And that's the bottom line on UFC from Fox. Of course, the preliminary cards are also on Fox Sports 1, and you can watch all these bouts. It's like 2.5 hours sometimes, and you've got to get into the Ultimate Fighter. That's the next thing we're going to talk about. Of course, Team Tate, Team Misha Tate, Ronda Rousey. These girls don't like each other. Ronda beat Misha Tate the first time, of course, and with an armbar. They're going to fight again December 28th. Of course, the part of UFC 168, I believe. And, of course, the main event is going to be Chris Weidman defending the World Middleweight Championship against the ex-champion, Anderson Silva. Yeah, no longer a spider. If he's a spider, he's got two broken legs because Weidman's going to do it to him again, lick him like a stamp. This is not a fluke. This was not something that just happened because Anderson Silva was showboating and trying to be Muhammad Ali and trying to be cute and Ray Leonard and all that kind of good stuff. No, no. He got caught. He got clocked. And guess what? He got put out. And he will get put out again in the rematch December 20th, UFC 168. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. UFC 166 is all, man. Can you believe this? I mean, I remember getting onto the UFC, like, at the beginning, and that was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, guys like, you know, Royce Gracie and Ken Shamrock and man, those hard-as-nail guys were just fighting. I mean, it was crazy how the sport has evolved. Remember, it was a no-time-limit type of thing, and they would fight almost to the death? I mean, that was sort of cool in my mind. I sort of dug that. And then they said, they wouldn't sanction it, and they had to put it on Indian reservations, and, of course, the Fertitta sort of saved that when they were able to convince the Nevada State Athletic Commission to legalize the sport and make it 5 5-minute rounds and set up a criteria as far as scoring is concerned. And as far as MMA is concerned, I will say this, MMA has got far less controversial decisions, and a lot of the judges are the same. They really are. Some do boxing and some do MMA. But there's less controversy in MMA as far as decisions are concerned, I believe, than there is in boxing. Of course, last night, just another clear example of that. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Saturdays, we are for an hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and we mix boxing and MMA up into that same hour. And, of course, then Sundays, we are the Sunday show, the grand finale for 2 hours at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, we are the first hour on boxing, second hour all about MMA. Lyoto Machida going to come back and take on Mark Munoz as UFC Fight Night. That's the next one on Fox Sports. That's going to be October 26th. You know, Mark Munoz looking good ever since Chris Weidman destroyed him in the second round. And, of course, that prompted me to really believe in Weidman. I mean, guys had told me this guy is like one of the best wrestlers ever as far as being able to wrestle. And when you can wrestle, you know, and then add some meanness and some jiu-jitsu skills to that and some striking and things like that, you know, all of a sudden you mold into the complete fighter. And Chris Weidman, when he knocked down Anderson Silva, he didn't do it with some spinning back fist or some flying drop kick or some choke hold or anything like that. He did it with boxing 101, left hook, right hand. Okay, bottom up, boom, lights out. Anderson Silva, same thing, December 28th, UFC 168. The co-feature, the Ronda Rousey-Misha Tate fight, that's going to be something because, you know, they're filming this on TV. Actually, it's been filmed. But the Ultimate Fighter is airing on Fox Sports 1 as well. And, you know, Team Tate just took, I think, a 4-3 lead or a 3-2 lead in this series back and forth. And then you go, so you got one house representing Misha Tate, the other house representing Ronda Rousey, and it's sort of co-ed. It's almost like a soap opera. Really it is. But it's a colorful soap opera in that these chicks can fight. There's no doubt about it. I mean, a lot of the women boxers that started to take part in the game after the Christy Martin thing when the coal miner's daughter broke in with under those Mike Tyson, those Julio Cesar Chavez cards, okay, when she started making some noise and people started talking about women's boxing again, which would have been a dead sport. It thrived for a little bit. It was always a freak show. And then when Christy Martin came back, she sort of made it acceptable. And although her and Lucia Riker never fought, which would have been the super fight, the Ali Frazier, I think, of women's fighting, the bottom line is Christy, of course, has put up a good deal and put up with a lot of adversity in folks. And she really did. And she's lucky to be alive. What did her husband do? Stab her and shoot her? Stabbed her and shot her a couple years ago. He's going to spend the rest of his life in jail. But Christy Martin laid it out for girls like Ronda Rousey and Misha Tate. Okay, she really did. And Misha Tate and Ronda Rousey now becoming a household name. In some regards, positively. In some regards, negatively. Because, you know, she's like flipping Misha Tate off on TV and doing all, yeah, it's not all that cool. It's really not. But that's Ronda. Ronda's not nice if you put her in the fight mode. You put her in a fight mode, she's just not nice. I've interviewed her 2 days before a fight, 3 days before a fight. She's not a nice girl. She's just, you can feel it coming through the phone. You really can. Of course, versus 2 or 3 weeks or a month before a fight or 2 months before a fight or after a fight or something like that. You know, the pressure that a fighter feels, every fighter feels it. And whether you want to admit it or not, fear is the greatest motivating factor. I think that the great NFL coach of the Green Bay Packers, that's Vince Lombardi's line, but it really is. Fear is the greatest motivating factor. It is the fear of losing, the fear of getting hurt, the fear of losing. I used to fear it, even with guys that they were inferior to me when I fought. I would still get nervous. The only time I didn't get nervous was against a guy named Juan Rodriguez, and I'll mention his name because he deserves props. And I took him very lightly, didn't run doubles, things like that. And it was an over-the-weight match, 142 pounds. I usually fight at 139. All these excuses I'm making, and guess what? Juan Rodriguez licked me like a stamp, a guy I used to beat around the gym all the time. So you can beat a guy around the gym, but guess what? When it comes to a real fight, he got a little serious. He took it to me, and I got to give him his props. Juan Rodriguez, no question about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're going to bring in Zach Attack Young. We're going to talk Velasquez Dos Santos 3, the rubber match. Probably no different. We'll talk about it. Of course, Vitor Belfort coming up against Dan Henderson. That's November 9th, UFC Fight Night on Fox Sports 1. That's from Brazil. Both these guys are on testosterone replacement therapy. Steroid replacement therapy. So it's a battle of steroid guys. Henderson and Belfort, UFC Fight Night, November 9th, Fox Sports 1. You heard it here first on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven. But you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Jardine, man, he just stalking.
Yeah, who do you get to imitate that guy sparring?
Him?
It's about it, isn't it? Or maybe a chimp.
I'll tell you what.
Teach a chimp karate.
Be a heavy-handed chimp.
Oh!
He got rocked.
He's hurt!
He's
hurt!
It's all over! Thiago Silva defeats Keith Jardine!
Wow! And it happened like that.
Telling you, that's a violent dude right there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
The darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
26, make it 27 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of mixed martial arts this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Some interesting fights to talk about in the world of UFC and MMA. But the bottom line is I got a little short email here from Andrew in Denver, and he wants to know when the Ultimate Fighter ends. Of course, Ronda Rousey and team, it's going to be November 30th. It'll be on Fox Sports 1. And, of course, from the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. But the bottom line is the two girls hook it up. They'll hook it up at UFC 168, which, of course, Chris Weidman and Anderson Silva, too. That's December 28th at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. So the coaches are going to hook it up after the teams hook it up, okay? And, of course, it's all been filmed. All they're going to do is wait. Everybody's like, it's like a secret. A couple of people know. And somebody said to me, do you want to know? I really don't want to know who won. I don't want to know these tournaments. I really don't. And the bottom line is the last two survivors, the two standing person fighters will be involved in the finale. And, of course, that will take place, as I said, November 30th on Fox Sports 1. So Fox Sports 1, I think, is doing a good job. I think they've picked up to where the point that, how can I say this, the UFC is putting together good productions on television, whether it be on pay-per-view and or Fox Sports 1. Now, one of my UFC experts, he's also a boxing guy. Of course, his name is Zach Attack Young from the City of Angels. What's up, big time, Zach?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you, Pedro?
Pretty good. Real quick on that scoring last night. How could Juan Manuel Marquez beat Chris Timothy Bradley in that fight? Can you tell me in less than 20 seconds?
I had it 116-113 Bradley. I don't know what that card for Marquez was.
Yeah, well, I went through the score in the first hour. It's just a little appalling. Of course, you can check out the first hour on the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK. ringtalk.com, and hit the podcast in the left-hand corner and listen to our latest show. Of course, you listen to many of our shows. Zach, UFC is upon us. UFC 166, Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos. We'll talk about that in a minute. But the Ultimate Fighter thing, I mean, I watched part of this past week's episode, and, you know, these chicks, they're nasty chicks. They're beautiful women. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, yikes. I don't know if I want to be domestically hooked up with any of these girls.
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't want to be with Randa, you know. I think.
Well, no, I mean, she's a monster. No, there's a split personality thing with her, Zach. I'm telling you, I've been with her. She's sweet, she's beautiful, and she's very approachable as far as the public's concerned and things like that. But, man, get close to a fight, and she builds this little force field around her, and it's sort of like you invade that force field, man, and she will just bite your nose off.
Yeah, I mean, I hear people complain that their wives twist their arm to do something. In her case, that could be, like, lethal.
Good point. We're talking about Ronda Rousey, of course, the semi-main event. That's going to be UFC 168, December 28th. You know, here's a Christmas present for a spouse. If you want to turn them on to MMA, whether it's male or it's female, because you're going to get both. You're going to get Ronda Rousey and Misha Tate. And you're going to get Chris Weidman, Anderson Silva. That's for the World Middleweight Championship. That's 185 pounds. Of course, Ronda Rousey and Misha Tate will fight at 135 pounds, which is the bantamweight limit in the UFC. She's the only female champion in the UFC. She's a UFC bantamweight champion. I talk about Rowdy Ronda Rousey. If you want to check her out online, look up her Facebook page. She's done, like, Playboy. She's done all kinds of good. I mean, she's a good. Hey, let's be honest, Zach, she's a beautiful lady.
Yeah, she is. I mean, the most attractive fighter out there, I think.
You know, I think that's a knock on Chris Cyborg Santos. I really do. I think that's a knock on her because if anybody looked like a fighter, she looks like a fighter. She might be the best-looking fighter, per se, and Ronda may be the most beautiful fighter, per se. Have you seen that body on that chick?
Yeah, well, I'm not convinced that Cyborg is actually a girl, but yeah, I've seen Cyborg's body.
Yeah, I mean, that's not, well, wait, let's not get into this transgender thing. I don't think she's a man, this name, but I think she's been caught taking steroids. Well, you know, that was like the worst kept secret in MMA, wasn't it? The fact that she was taking steroids all those years.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely looked like she was on something.
I mean, holy cow! And then she tests positive. Duh, surprise! Not really. We're talking with Zach Young, folks. Zach Attack Young, folks. Of course, the writer at RingTalk.com. He excels both in boxing and MMA. Right now, we're talking about the UFC. Of course, Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos in the finale. There ain't gonna be a fourth fight. I think Velasquez will take care of this one anyway. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But some of the upcoming events: UFC Fight for the Troops. That'll be on Fox Sports 1 from Fort Campbell, Kentucky. That's going down November the 6th. Of course, October 26th, Lyoto Machida and Mark Munoz. That's going to be in Manchester, the UK. Mark Munoz is one accomplished athlete. He only lost to Chris Weidman. What's the story on him? You think he's going to beat Machida?
Mark Munoz is going to beat Machida?
Yeah. Does he?
No, I really don't think so, because Machida's good with wrestlers. He excels against them, and I mean, the only question mark really is, like, to see how Machida looks at this new weight. But other than that, I mean, if he looks like he does at 205, he should be fine.
Do you think that we need additional weight classes in MMA?
I actually like the weight class system in MMA. I kind of wish that boxing had less weight classes. But, yeah, I kind of like it how it is.
Okay, so I'll go through them. 125 is flyweight. 135 is bantamweight. 145 is featherweight, 155 is lightweight, 170 is welterweight, 185 is middleweight, 205 pounds is light heavyweight. Anything above 205 pounds is considered heavyweight. All the way, they have a limit of 265, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Why do they put the weight limit thing in there? If you're the heavyweight champion, shouldn't you be able to weigh whatever you want? I mean, because I don't believe you should. So the reason why I'm asking you this question is that, you know, Vladimir Klitschko, the world heavyweight champion in boxing, is 6'7", 250 pounds, and he's fighting guys that are so much smaller than him that I think there should be a different division in boxing. What do you think there should be a different division in boxing, like a super heavyweight class?
Yeah, I think there is a super heavyweight class, isn't there? Isn't that what Butterbean was fighting in years back?
Oh, yeah, okay. Zach Attack Young getting funnier with Eric Butterbean Esch. And I'll never forget, Butterbean was doing the TV commercials for this independent buffet on the Las Vegas Strip, not attached to a casino, like in between casinos. You had to walk to it, okay? And he was doing commercials for him, and their business doubled in a month. Their business, I kid you not, when Butterbean got on TV and did his thing, people, when you want to talk food, you look at Butterbean, you think food, okay? And you go where Butterbean says, and he sends you to this $4 buffet, guess what? And you have a good time, and you come back and you tell your friends. But I kid you not, business doubled in a month with Butterbean as their spokesperson. So make all the cracks you want about it. Okay, hey, here's a good fight coming up, UFC Fight Night, of course, from Australia. And that's what's sort of unique about the world of UFC is, they've been to Japan this year, going to go to Australia. They'll be in, I think, Brisbane, Australia for UFC Fight Night. Mark Hunt, big treacherous heavyweight, a Samoan heavyweight, taking on Antonio Bigfoot Silva. Man, this is like is Mark Hunt the gatekeeper at heavyweight?
He is, but Mark Hunt, I mean, even though he has a lot of losses on his resume, he really has fought like the best, but he is. I mean, I can't see him being a champion, so I guess he would have to be a gatekeeper.
But he's Samoan, and he's not always in the best physical condition sometimes as far as me looking at him from a physical point of view. And Antonio Silva, a bit of a freak, Bigfoot. Of course, Bigfoot got pounded by Cain Velasquez. Yikes! What's going to happen here? Mark Hunt's going to be able to impose his will. Mark Hunt can crack. He can punch.
Yeah, I would go with Hunt on that because I think that Silva has a more questionable chin than him. And Mark Hunt is actually a world-class striker. I mean, despite him not being in shape, he is good at what he does.
Okay. We're talking to UFC, folks. Open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you want to be into the world of UFC, as far as TV is concerned, you've got to go to Fox Sports 1. It's the old speed channel. And some cable systems don't even have it up there as Fox Sports 1 and things like that. But maybe it's still listed as the old speed channel. But you want to get this channel because that's where all the fights are at. That's where the Ultimate Fighter is week in and week out. That's where you get to see Ronda Rousey at her best and then her best again. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This hour we're talking MMA on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you want to get in on the next big thing in gaming? The Pwnage Project, the global network of open source developers, is proud to offer you that chance with its new Pwnage LI gaming tablet, a true 3-in-1 console and handheld gaming device, tablet PC, and Android development tool. Every Pwnage LI ships rooted and unlocked. If you've heard about crowdfunding and the excitement around creative, groundbreaking companies, you now have the perfect opportunity to support this project and get the latest tech in your hands before it hits store shelves. Already one of the hottest categories in crowdfunding, the Pwnage LI is the next generation in video gaming, with its wireless HDMI and built-in gamer controls, bringing the best elements of a console system and a handheld experience together in one platform. But this is not just a simple gaming device. This is also a fully functioning tablet PC. Sleek and lightweight, you can take your game anywhere. To help launch this innovative new product and learn about all the incredible perks being offered, including how you can receive your own Pwnage LI before the general public, visit pwnageproject.org. That's P-W-N-A-G-E project.org.
The Sports Byline USA collection of original full-length interviews covering more than 50 years of sports history is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. Hear Hall of Fame center David Robinson talk about what motivated him when he was playing.
I have a gift. I'm 7 feet tall. I didn't have anything to do with that. And I have this athletic ability and this body, and I feel like, you know, God gave me this for a reason, and I can't waste it. I just can't. I don't have that luxury.
In the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com, you'll hear Peyton Manning share the secret to a quarterback's success.
Yeah, I kind of call it getting back to zero, and what I mean by that is when you throw an interception or you have a bad play, you can't let that play affect you on the next series. You have to, erase it from your mind and kind of get back to ground zero. And so you can go out the next series and be productive and be successful. And if you let the play before you bother you, or the game before bother you, then it's only going to drag you further down.
And great athletes aren't afraid to fail. Hall of Fame receiver Jerry Rice gave this advice to anyone who wants to succeed in life.
When I did Dancing with the Stars, I took that uniform off. I took it off, and all of a sudden, I was open for criticism. I didn't have that security blanket anymore. And I think people really got a chance to connect with me. And it's a lot of people in life right now, they want to take chances, but they're afraid to. And I say to them, go for it. You only live once.
These and other great interviews are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault. It's yours to listen to and enjoy. It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. This is a rare collection of unforgettable, original, full-length interviews.
A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund.
Go to sportsbyline.com and click on The Vault.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh!
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real, and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
The time tunnel coming back. 40 and a half minutes past the hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, UFC event in Brisbane, Australia, the first in Brisbane. They've been to Australia before, but this is December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day 2013, Brisbane Entertainment Center. As I sent Mark Hunt and Antonio Bigfoot Silva in the main event. Zach Attack Young on the line from the City of Angels. One of our writers at ringtalk.com likes Hunt. Mauricio Shogun Rua and James Tahuna. That's not the fight I want to talk about. My buddy Pat Barry's being thrown in tough again. He's got a record like 6-4, so he ain't got the greatest record in the world. He's one of the best personalities in the world of MMA. They're putting him in against this Soy Palaya guy, a Samoan guy. The guy looks like a monster. You ever seen him fight?
I've seen like some highlights. I haven't really seen a full fight of that guy.
I mean, he's 19-3, and you know they're not doing my guy any favors here. He always gets put in these tough fights. I mean, he knocked out Shane Del Rosario and got a $40,000 bonus that night. I hope he was able to buy a house or something like that with him because he's really, really a good guy. Now, Josh Thompson was on the show last week. Josh Thompson, I'm going to say, not a bashful guy about anything. December 14th, taking on Anthony Pettis, of course, at the Sleep Train Arena or the Arco Arena in Sacramento, California. The house that Tony the Tiger Lopez built, the boxer, of course, and Uriah Faber sold out that place as well. But Uriah Faber's on the same card. But Pettis versus Thompson, Pettis too good right now?
Yeah, he gets better and better every fight.
Okay, so Josh is like, you, I would say like a 3-1 underdog, 2-1 underdog. You see him a decisive underdog, or is this going to be a close fight?
I think it will give him a fight for sure, especially if Pettis doesn't take him as seriously as he should, but I expect Pettis to win.
Okay, the California kid, my man, Uriah Faber, of course, born in Sacramento, I believe, and went to school in Lincoln, California, the home of the Thunder Valley Resort, where Lenny Williams played on this past Friday night, my buddy Lenny Williams, along with the Stylistics. He's taking on Michael McDonald. I thought McDonald was a beast, and I saw a fight of his, or his recent fight. I didn't think so. Are they still trying to keep Uriah going here?
Yeah, well, Uriah is always fighting good competition, and this is, like, no exception. But I expect Uriah to win, you know, even though Michael McDonald, I think, is a very good fighter.
Okay. What about this Carlos Condit and Matt Brown fight? That's at 170 pounds. And by the way, Uriah Faber is fighting at 135. We've always talked about this, but he's taken off like 20 pounds.
Uriah Faber, yeah.
Yeah.
Dropping a lot of weight.
I mean, 130, good Lord. Carlos Condit and Matt Brown. Condit on the comeback, Gerald, does he beat Matt Brown?
Yeah, he will. Condit is, I mean, he's in the top three of the welterweight, I think, so I wouldn't bet against him.
Okay, the rubber match next week, Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos. Is this a fight people should buy on pay-per-view?
Yeah, I honestly think it is a fight people should. I mean, I don't know about the rest of the card didn't look that strong, but this fight specifically I think is a good one, and it's one that either man can win. It's up for grabs, but, I mean, the way that Cain dominated him last time, I think you would have to bet on Cain.
Cain Velasquez, of course, the UFC heavyweight champion, stopped in their first fight in the premier event on Fox TV, the network, of course, stopped by Junior Dos Santos in the first round. Hadn't lost a minute or anything like that, but boom, he got knocked out one punch. That was it. Once you guys get hurt, that's why I think MMA is so less damaging to a person's body, to an athlete's body, than boxing. And, of course, Junior Dos Santos getting drilled in the second fight, midway through the first round, with the overhand right, and from that point forward, he was like on Queer Street for the entire five rounds and lost going away on points. Now, the semi-main event here, one of my favorite guys, Daniel Cormier against Roy Big Country Nelson. Cormier trying to come down to 205 pounds. Big Country just passed his peak now. What's the story on Big Country? Can he get himself in shape or what?
I don't think he'll ever be in, like, the shape that he should be in, to be honest. But he's looked a little better. He has, like, a little bit less of a gut now. But I think Cormier is a better overall fighter.
Now, Cormier is going to drop to 205 pounds, and that's going to be the big fight in 2014 for, no question about that, for John Jones. Now, him at 205 pounds, he's pretty amazing when he's at 218 pounds and throwing around these 240 pounds, 250 pound heavyweights. He's the real deal, Danny Cormier.
He is, and I honestly think he has a good chance of beating John Jones.
Okay. Gilbert Melendez, former Strikeforce champion, man lost a very controversial split decision to Benson Henderson earlier this year on Fox TV from the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. Gilbert Melendez, the pride of San Francisco MMA-wise, taking on Diego Sanchez. What's going on here? And tell me, what are their strengths and their weaknesses? Let's go with Melendez first.
Melendez, I think, is just a good all-around fighter, and I think he's kind of underrated. People don't really recognize his skills as much, I don't think.
Okay, but he's got a, you know what, I think that bad shoulder, he had an injury, and I don't think he's ever recovered from 100%, so he'll never be 100% of the guy that he was 5 years ago, according to the genius Dave Meltzer, of course, that created the Wrestling Observer radio show, which airs 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sundays. But Meltzer says he can never be 100% because of that, I think it was a shoulder injury.
That's difficult to recover from, especially with MMA. You use your shoulders a lot. But I think that he is skilled enough to take out Diego Sanchez. But I do expect it to be – it could turn into a war easily because that's just the style that Sanchez has.
Okay, of course, the preliminary card will be on Fox Sports. And this is the way it goes. I'll run this down to you. The UFC main event, the main card, starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time or 10 p.m. Eastern time. And that's going to feature 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fights. Okay, and the preliminary card, the prelims on Fox Sports 1, that's going to start at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, and they'll have 4 fights on that card. And, of course, Tim Bosch, another gatekeeper, man. Tim Bosch is the real he's an amazing guy, taking on C.B. Dolloway. Tim Bosch, I thought he was a stepping stone, but I think he dropped to 185, and he looks like better than he ever has.
Yeah, he's a stepping stone that's stepping all over the top competition. I remember when he knocked out Okami, that was shocking because Okami was ahead, but he never gave in. And, I mean, he beat Hector Lombard. That was impressive. Hector Lombard was supposed to be this beast.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wouldn't count him out now.
Is Lombard the big disappointment in the UFC as far as him signing guys late? They signed him away from Bellator, where I think he was a Bellator 185-pound champion. Now he's going to drop to welterweight to 170 pounds, but he's going to take on Nate Marquardt. Nate's been in some long, long, hard fights. He's had a long career. Has Nate got too many miles on him for Lombard, or can Lombard make 170 and still be strong? What's the story here?
It would be interesting to see how Lombard looks at 170, but I think he wins that fight. I do think Nate's been in too many wars, and I have never really been that sold on Marquardt in the first place. He seems to always falter when he steps in with top competition.
Okay. Another former Ronda Rousey victim, Sarah Kaufman, taking on Jessica Ai. Hey, listen, when these two chicks hook it up, have you been watching The Ultimate Fighter at all?
I've only seen like a few clips of it. I haven't really seen like that much.
It's like a cat fight every week. It's amazing. These two chicks are like the opposite in personalities. They sincerely do not like each other. It comes across. It's very clear. Misha Tate tries to make like she's got a little bit of class at times, and Ronda Rousey makes like she has no class at times. So it's like a prime time soap opera to an extent with some fighting involved. On Fox Sports 1, but they're going to eventually get it on, of course, December 28th in a rematch on the Chris Weidman, Anderson Silva undercard. How do you beat Ronda Rousey when Liz Cormier had her in that chokehold and she just threw her powered her way out of this? How do you beat a chick like that?
You don't. If you're Misha Tate, you don't. I really think the fight's going to go exactly the same as the first one went, and the original opponent that Ronda was supposed to fight wasn't able to fight, so
Kat Zagana, but they tell me that Kat tore her leg up in the first week of The Ultimate Fighter, tore her knee up.
Yeah.
But they tell me that this chick Misha Tate's tougher than Kat.
Well, Kat beat her.
Believe it or not, I had somebody on a couple of weeks ago that thought that Kat was a better fighter. Kat would be more of a threat to Ronda Rousey than Misha Tate in the rematch, but. At the end of the line, though, will there be more women's weight classes in MMA, or will they stick to 135 and make everybody fight at 135? And what's the story on that? Are there enough chicks in MMA to support other weight classes?
I think they'll have more weight classes over time. They're just kind of like putting their foot in the water right now, and they're going to see how it goes. But Ronda's been doing well. She's been attracting a lot of fans, so I do think that they'll have more weight classes in the near future.
Here's what's up. She's a crossover star. She's the one that's going to bring women. She's going to make chicks want to watch this. I'm telling you, chicks are going to want to watch a fine chick kick ass. They will want to watch this. They don't want to watch a monster that needs a shave at the weigh-in. Okay, I mean, I'm not talking about her armpits. I'm talking about her face. Okay, when they don't want to see a manly looking girl, they want to see some girl that looks like chic. I mean, she absolutely looks stunning. I'm talking about Rowdy Ronda Rousey, of course, the former 2008 Olympic bronze medalist in judo. I think she was the first woman to ever win a medal in judo as far as an American center. Her mother was a former world champion. I mean, she's got the pedigree. She's got the attitude. And I think December 28th, I think she'll have too much for Misha Tate. Now, that main event on December 28th, any difference in your opinion on this one? You think Weidman will win the rematch?
Yeah, I would go with Weidman, but honestly, I mean, Silva, he could win.
Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. Listen, no. I'm glad we can disagree on this one. It's not going to happen. I'll tell you why, Zach, because it wasn't that it wasn't this lucky thing. I mean, because no punch is thrown lucky, and I don't understand that. Maybe if you got your eyes closed and you turn around and hit somebody with a spinning back fist, and that's not even lucky if you plan it out and you train for it and it lands. That's not lucky because you threw it with the intention of landing it. So these people that say lucky punches, and I don't believe in lucky punches, but I don't know. I just don't think that Silva's got it anymore. And at the age of 38, when almost 39 years old, I think he's long in the tooth. I think he's a little soft in the body, and I think he's going to get beat up. If he wants to go to the ground, more power to him. Let him take Chris Weidman down if he can. He can't. They took him down one time, first time Weidman's ever been down, and that was like in the fifth round.
Yeah, honestly, though, I don't think Silva fought the best fight last time. He could have done better. I would bet on Weidman, don't get me wrong, but I think Silva could have done a lot better than he did. He got careless, and I think being at the top so long, he just kind of thought he was unbeatable, and he's not.
No. I think you guys are overlooking the fact that he's overstayed his welcome. I really do. Now, Cain Velasquez is going to be Junior Dos Santos. Daniel Cormier looks like a winner. That's UFC 166, of course. UFC rock and rolling. Now, Bellator, they don't seem to be having a regular schedule and things like that. And I get tired of going to the Bellator website and have to read clips off that. They aren't sending stuff out anymore. What's the story on Bellator? Have you been watching any Bellator?
Yeah, I saw their last card recently. But, yeah, they're really not scheduling things well.
You know, and they're going to go November 2nd on pay-per-view with, of course, Rampage Jackson, Quentin Rampage Jackson. I don't know how much Rampage is left in him, taking on Tito Ortiz. Nice pictures of both guys when they were 25.
Yeah, it would have been a good fight back then, but
no. But that's the picture on the Bellator MMA page. So I mean, that's looks like these guys. The next show is going to be October 18th. That's going to be in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. But the bottom line is the Bellator MMA. I think they really had a chance there. They had a chance when they were running weekly on Spike TV, and I think they dropped the ball. And I don't think they're ever going to be able to come back and compete anymore. What do you think? Last, real quick, tell me.
I don't think they'll be able to compete, and I think this will only do like 50,000 buys on pay-per-view.
If that. Zach Attack Young, all the best. You talk to you soon.
All right, have a nice day.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Girl, the clothes that you wear, the
style of your hair, the way... This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven. But you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Mighty Ronda Rousey. Need I say any more? I don't think so. Guess what? In a weekend where a gay boxer failed to win a world championship, failing to win the WBO featherweight title last night, Orlando Cruz was beaten by Orlando Salido in Las Vegas. Another gay fighter was beaten over a weekend, a transgender fighter. Take that back. I'm talking about Fallon Fox. Remember the big stink I made about her being a man and then taking female hormones and have a sex change operation and fighting females? How I thought that was unfair. Well, Ashley Evans didn't care because Ashley Evans took her out last night with a TKO in three, with strikes, with punches. So Fallon FX, the legend of Fallon Fox, I guess, is just about over. The bottom line is that was on the Championship Fight Alliance. There's lots of little MMA shows going around the country. In fact, if you go to thebloodyelbow.com, thebloodyelbow.com, they can really like keep you up to date on all the MMA. Don't forget my website, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Want to thank Miss Streisand for everything. Want to thank Mr. Cuddy, Mr. Scott Cuddy. Welcome back to Vacation. He is the greatest producer in the entire world. And you, the greatest listeners of ever.